This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Another investigation into alleged abuse of prisoners by the United States is due to be submitted to the Pentagon today. This is the seventh major report looking at abuse since the scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison erupted 1 year ago. This report focuses on the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where about 540 detainees are housed, most of them for more than 3 years now. NPR's Jackie Northam has been covering both the Guantanamo story and the abuse scandal. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Steve.
So, one more report.
Yes, indeed. This one is an internal military investigation that began in January. It's being led by U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Randall Schmidt. He's looking into allegations that military interrogators and guards use very harsh interrogation techniques on prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. The investigation began after some FBI documents were made public. There were some memos in which FBI agents complained that harsh techniques were being used. They said that they saw some detainees that were shackled and then placed in fetal positions for up to 24 hours at a time, and that soldiers used bombarded the detainees with loud music and bright lights, and which would create a sort of a sensory overload, and that they were interrogated in extremely hot rooms or extremely cold rooms, those sorts of methods. And once these allegations made by the FBI became public, then the investigation began.
So it started with the FBI, or at least with these memos, and now it's been extended?
Yes, that's right. Southern Command, which oversees the operations at Guantanamo Bay, initially assigned a Brigadier General John Furlow to lead the investigation, and it was due out at the end of February. But there was a conflict. Under military rules, Furlow, who is a one-star officer, cannot interview a superior officer, and that would include Army Major General Jeffrey Miller. He's a two-star officer, and he commanded Guantanamo for about a year and a half, and that's during that time is when some of the most serious allegations, again, allegations of abuse, were supposed to have taken place. Now, SOUTHCOM officials have always maintained that they always had the option to bring in a superior officer to, you know, pick up the investigation. But frankly, there were complaints by some members of Congress that if they didn't replace Furlow, bring in somebody of a higher rank, that this would be seen as not being a thorough investigation, just another whitewash, and you know, that really isn't what they wanted.
And it gets to the heart of one of the questions here, which is how, if at all, do you investigate, discipline, or clear the most senior officers involved in this thing? Now, will we actually get the results of this investigation today?
Not the public, no. The Pentagon is going to land on desks at the Pentagon today, certainly if it hasn't already. But it's unlikely they'll be made public, any of the findings. You know, there's a lot of hurdles to clear. And certainly given the fact that it's Guantanamo, a lot of this information is going to be classified. This report will likely follow in the footsteps of other investigations where there'll be a brief summary of unclassified material. But just to note, Steve, none of the other six major completed investigations has fully blamed any senior military officers or civilian Pentagon officials for any of the abuses at all. And at the same time, there's been this steady trickle of documents that have been made public through a Freedom of Information Act, and they're really bolstering claims by human rights groups and others that the abuse was systematic, you know, throughout Iraq, Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay. But as I said, none of the investigations completed so far has found anybody fully in the chain of command to blame.
Pentagon officials, as you know, Jackie, have made a big deal of saying we're doing investigation after investigation after investigation. Are there more investigations to come after this one?
Yes, there's two more to come, at least. And, you know, oddly enough, Steve, as the military investigates itself, it's also investigating the detainees at Guantanamo. They've just completed a set of hearings, and they found that 38 of the detainees can be let go there. They were either held in error or they're not any intelligence use anymore. What's interesting is only five of them have actually been released. They can't, you know, there's problems sending them back home. There's fears that some of them could be tortured if they're sent back home or held indefinitely, and they can't send them to third nations. So even though they're allowed to leave, they can't.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Steve.
It's NPR's Jackie Northam, and we'll continue listening as she covers those further investigations.